Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
Jessica Chastain plays a former world-class skier who comes to Hollywood and takes over an exclusive high-stakes poker game, later becoming the target of the FBI in Molly's Game.
I'll be hosting a game in this suite every Tuesday night. First buy-in, $250,000.
That's gonna make noise.
Let's play.
Loosely based on the true story of the real Molly Bloom, the story unfolds with long voiceover narration as the heroine recalls her tormented relationship with her domineering father, Kevin Costner, and seems to form a new bond with her high-powered lawyer, Idris Elba.
Have you seen the other names in your indictment? Come on, Molly, just how deep into the Russian mob were you?
You managed to build a multi-million dollar business using not much more than your wits.
I'm about to be charged in federal court.
Well, nobody's perfect.
And the movie, the directorial debut of Aaron Sorkin of West Wing, is very far from perfect. In fact, it barely makes it to mediocrity. The charismatic stars are great to look at, but you never learn much of anything about this elusive main character. What motivates her? Does she have significant relationships with anyone? And why did she get involved in this particular risky business? The dialogue is stagey and overwritten, as Aaron Sorkin's writing often is, and not even the blue-chip cast can give you much of a reason to care about any of these people. The Idris Elba character, by the way, is almost entirely fictionalized. It's rated R for lots of harsh language, some very graphic and disturbing violence, and an emphasis on many varieties of drug addiction. 2 stars for the slick and dull Molly's Game.